First up today, two small towns in rural Illinois recently lost their Walmart stores, 3 decades after the retail giant came in and pushed out mom-and-pop shops. Now the communities have lost convenience as well as property and sales tax revenue. Some see this, though, as an opportunity to revitalize Main Street, but others are not so optimistic. For our Illinois Issues report this week, Daisy Contreras explores what it means when Walmart leaves town.
Were you born in Pena?
Yes, I was born in Pena.
It's a sunny, cold day in December, and I'm walking with 73-year-old Glenn Schneider toward an empty parking lot where a large vacant building now stands.
A year ago, there would have probably been at least 50 cars in that parking lot.
The building housed a Walmart where Schneider worked maintenance for 17 years. Pena is located about 40 miles south of Springfield and was once a bustling community. A century ago, it had large coal-powered greenhouses growing roses, serving as a distribution center for the rest of the country. That's how it got the name City of Roses. But the town has since gone through many changes. The greenhouses shut down and the coal mines closed. Today, the town has a population of 5,700. And 2 months ago, the town took another blow after their 35-year-old Walmart store closed its doors. Schneider says the town is still dealing with the aftermath.
It was just so handy. You could go there, you could buy nuts, bolts, tape, school supplies. They just had a variety of everything in one store.
Pena was not alone. A Walmart in Clinton, another town in central Illinois between Decatur and Bloomington, also suffered the same fate over the summer. Clinton had the smallest Walmart store in the state. Experts say the retail closures are only a symptom of bigger issues taking place in the rural Midwest: declining population, aging baby boomers, and rising poverty rates. Some local town officials, however, see the closures as an opportunity to revitalize their small cities and wean residents off Walmart convenience. When the Walmart moved into Pena in 1983, local businesses could not compete. One glaring example, Pena had 3 independently owned pharmacies in the 80s, but those were forced to close.
And so Walmart really changed the small town landscape, business landscape, Main Street landscape, as it were.
That's Chris Merritt, director of the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs at Western Illinois University.
And so now when these stores are, when Walmart's closed shop, there is really a void, if you will, because many of those mom-and-pop shops that were there 40 and 50 years ago are no longer there. Walmart leaves, and so there's this emptiness.
Pena's mayor, Donald Kroski, says Walmart's decision was abrupt.
The reason they gave me on a phone call was this store did not fit the image of the future Walmarts. I call them the mega Walmarts, the big ones, and that's what they want.
Merritt says he believes retail closures will continue, especially if small rural towns can't keep up with the online shopping trends, forcing brick-and-mortar stores to reevaluate their business strategies. Most, if not all, are competing with Amazon's lucrative model. Merritt says the state needs to tackle issues of population loss and aging residents who have less money to spend after retirement.
It sounds like it's a big, lofty discussion far afield from Walmart, but the issue of small-town Walmart's closing is a symptom of a deeper demographic problem in downstate Illinois.
Walmart did not respond to a request for comment on whether they had future plans to close stores in rural communities. But Pena's mayor says without Walmart as a competitor, this could be an opportunity for his town to return to more independently owned businesses. David Falk also saw that opportunity. His family operated a Save More pharmacy in town for years. Now he's made a proposal to reopen the business.
And when Walmart came to town, it was too many pharmacies in a small town, and we couldn't make it. So we closed up shop and left. And Pena was good to us when we were there before, so we thought we'd come back and try it again.
But Chris Merritt, who studies rural issues, is not as optimistic about a resurgence for small business.
There will come a point where even Dollar General will retreat. The question of retail on Main Street, rural Illinois, is a question about retail trade in a general sense, but it's also about demographics.
Back in Pena, the looming Walmart sign is gone, and the building remains empty. Glenn Schneider, the former Walmart maintenance worker, who also serves as a Pena alderman, says he'll be pushing to help revitalize downtown.
Yeah, we'll survive. I'm not afraid of that.
I'm Daisy Contreras.